We here in 2021 have started this sermon series of looking at where we find Jesus throughout the Bible and going through each book. And we started at Genesis and just working our way through the Old Testament, and eventually we'll get to the New Testament. But looking at how the Messiah is highlighted in each of the books and in ways we can see him there. In Ruth, we can recognize him as the kinsman redeemer, is how the song "He Is" goes. We see that the Messiah will be a descendant of Boaz and Ruth. We see him personified in the life of Boaz as the kinsman redeemer. As we look at the book of Ruth, it's very short, just four chapters. It's a nice read. I read it again in its entirety yesterday versus just the scripture I'm working on today. It reads quickly. It reads smoothly. It's more of an extended parable than it is a historical type of document. It's just a nice story to read through. And we find three main characters in two main locations. Naomi, who has followed her husband, and they went off to the country of Moab, which we know in modern day as Jordan. But they went there because of a drought that had been in the homeland, and so he and Naomi went there. They had sons there. Their sons end up marrying a couple of Moabite women, one of those being Ruth. But Naomi lost her husband there, and Ruth and her sister-in-law, they both lost their husbands as well. And so Naomi has decided, I'm going to go back home. And home is Bethlehem. Home is back to Judah. And so Naomi decides to leave, and the daughter-in-laws are packing up to go with her. And she says, you ought to stay here, and you're still young. You can find some new husbands, and I'm old enough. I'm just going to go home and just be with family. Ruth's sister-in-law decided, well, that's what she would do. But Ruth says, no, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go wherever you go. And many of us have heard that famous verse, you know, your God's going to be my God. Your home's going to be my, you know. I just want to be with you, Naomi. And so we see that loyalty of Ruth and the love that she had for her mother-in-law, Naomi. And so we find them returning back to Bethlehem, the home of Naomi's husband. And there they run into Boaz. He's a wealthy person in that community. And we find Naomi sort of nudging Ruth to, why don't you work out in his fields and glean there? We can get what we need. He took a liking to her when he saw her. He said, well, you don't wait till after all this is done. Why don't you just stick with my young ladies who are, just stick closer to them. You'll have a little more to gather. And so then Naomi worked it out to approach Boaz about redeeming this kinsman redeemer thing that we read about in the Old Testament laws. When a Hebrew man dies without any heirs, that a brother or a kinsman would marry the widow so that a child could continue the name of that husband. And so it works out. You can read that for yourself when you get a chance. It works out that indeed Boaz has been asked, and he has decided he would like to do that. Except there's one person that was a little closer from a family member standpoint than Boaz, and that's where we pick up our story today in our scripture reading. Boaz has come to the gate of Bethlehem to talk to this other kinsman who's closer. So let's read that story. Would you stand as we honor the reading of God's word? Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat down there just as the guardian redeemer he had mentioned came along. Boaz said, come over here, my friend, and sit down. And so he went over and sat down. Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town and said, sit here, and they did so. Then he said to the guardian redeemer, Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our relative Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, do so. But if you will not, tell me, so I will know. For no one has the right to do it except you, and I am next in line. I will redeem it, he said. Then Boaz said, on the day you buy the land from Naomi, you also acquire Ruth, the Moabite, the dead man's widow, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property. At this, the guardian redeemer said, then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself. I cannot do it. Now, in earlier times in Israel, for the redemption and transfer of property to become final, one party took off his sandal and gave it to the other. This was the method of legalizing transactions in Israel. So the guardian redeemer said to Boaz, buy it yourself. And he removed his sandal. Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth, the Moabite, Mahlon's widow, as my wife, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from his hometown. Today you are my witnesses. And then the elders and all the people at the gate said, we are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the family of Israel. May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. Through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. When he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. And the women said to Naomi, praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age, for your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth. Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. The women living there said, Naomi has a son. And they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. The word of God for the people of God. And one thing that's nice about Ruth, as I mentioned, it's a nice read. It doesn't take that long. It flows. It's a nice narrative. It's like an extended parable. And you just sort of read right through it. Because it's a simple story. And that's what makes it an easy read. And we see various things going on here, but we see the tribe of Judah involved. This is Bethlehem is in the middle of Judah, and Naomi's family is part of the tribe of Judah, but so is Boaz, as we know, and we see that David is in that line as well. And as we read throughout Scripture, we know Jesus comes from the tribe of Judah. Judah ended up being the tribe that would have royalty come out of it. And David and Solomon and all those that came out of the line of Judah, Jesus himself, the King of Kings, comes from that tribe of Judah. We see, other than Moab, we see everything else taking place in Bethlehem, which is an important town for all of us who've been around the Christmas story, at least, is where Jesus was born. This is the hometown of David, the king, not only where Jesus, and then Jesus was born later. And the simplicity of the story, this simple story that we can read in Ruth, is really a simple story like the gospel is. So many times we want to make the gospel more complicated than what it is. It is a simple story. We're dropped into the story and we watch it unfold. That's what happens here in Ruth, and it's what happens when we truly go to the Gospels themselves and read there. If we hear the story told, it is a simple story of God's love and his wanting to redeem his people. And we see a story here in Ruth of love and redemption for one who needs restoration, one who needs to be brought out of destitution as Naomi and Ruth found themselves as widows. We find acts of kindness happening here in Ruth. We find them in the simple story of the gospel. Your mother Teresa would often say, living the gospel is the way to share the story. And it's a simple story. The acts of kindness, the sharing of love with people so that they might know the love of God through Jesus Christ. And just as the story of Ruth draws us in as we read through it, the gospel message draws us in. We're drawn in to this story because of its simplicity. Isn't God amazing? He didn't make it all complicated. Now, we get all, we're trying to figure it all out, that we're the ones that make it complicated. But he has a simple story. That's why John 3:16 is so popular. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that through him they might be saved. A simple message, a simple story. And we see a simple story here in Ruth, and we're drawn in. But just as we think it's a simple story, we realize it is a powerful story. There's a lot of power here in this story that we read in the book of Ruth. Powerful agent is love. The love that Ruth had for Naomi. The love that Naomi had for God's people, that she wanted to go home. Life's been rough for her in Moab and for her daughters-in-law. And Naomi said, I'm just going to go home. I know there's love there. And we see that story unfold in this powerful love that Boaz and Ruth have. We see that building there. We see loyalty and decency happening in the book of Ruth. And we see the power that that has. You know, those things still have power today. It's not position. It's not money. It's not whatever else you can think of. There are still these things that work in humankind that drive the power in our story of love and loyalty and decency. We find Naomi wanting to keep the law and encouraging Ruth, who's she's not from the tribe of Judah. She's a foreigner. She's an alien here in Bethlehem in Judah. But Naomi's trying to teach her ways, and here's how you can become a part of what we have here. And indeed, Ruth finds security in Boaz, just like we find security in Christ. This powerful story in Ruth is just a glimpse of a powerful story in the gospel. Yes, it's a simple story, but it's a powerful story. It has been impacting people's lives as they've read Ruth, and the gospel has impacted millions of lives since it's telling and resharing and witnessing over these last couple millennia. There's power in the story, and the gospel shares that powerful message of redemption. The kinsman redeemer. Our NIV translation said guardian redeemer, but maybe many of you heard it as kinsman redeemer. I won't even try to pronounce the Hebrew word. It's very short, but I'll probably mess it up. But it's a relative that has the right of redemption over a deceased relative's household. A man who was legally able to redeem his close male relative's wife in order to bring up sons for the deceased lineage. So things could continue on so that the widow could be brought up out of destitution. In some ways, it's similar to the year of Jubilee. Every 50th year, we read about in Leviticus 25, where all debts were canceled and everything restored, all land was put back to where it belonged so that life could continue. The story of redemption, it's a powerful story. Just as Boaz made sure that Ruth was redeemed as her kinsman, or as her husband's kinsman, Christ made that sure that we're redeemed. He came to redeem us, and that's a powerful story that we see in the gospel. The story of Ruth and the gospel story are simple. They're powerful. They're also eternal. It's a story that is going to continue to live on. It's a story that still will work its way out in people's lives. We see in verse 13 of our scripture today where God provided. And one interesting little trivia note, if you want to stump somebody with trivia sometime on the Bible, it's the only place in Ruth that God acts. God is mentioned throughout Ruth. You hear Naomi wants to go home, and you know Ruth wants to go. She obviously knows of Naomi's God, and she even mentions him. He's mentioned throughout, and the laws that are there, they're trying to follow those throughout Ruth. But in verse 13 of our scripture today, God acts. It says, the Lord enabled her to conceive. And she gave birth to a son. She had been barren. Her and her husband had been married 10 years, and she never was able to have children. But we see God act. We see him providing, and he provides in abundant ways. In verse 14, the following verse, you know, the ladies of Bethlehem are saying, Naomi, may this child be famous, and his descendants be famous. And they were. Ruth's grandson, David. Many would say the greatest king that Israel ever had. And Matthew is clear in his opening gospel. Jesus is in the line of David. In fact, Ruth is mentioned there in Matthew. they do become famous. Not in the way we think of famous in American society, but famous because there's an eternal story here. We see and understand, I think, most of us, the word redeemer. And kinsman's not, I guess kinfolk might be one word we use nowadays, or but usually we just say relativism. But this idea of kinsman, and for Jesus to be there for our kinsmen, he became one of us. He became human. In the Old Testament, we know God as Father, but he was never, and in the New Testament too, but we know him as Father, but he never became one of us. So he became one of us as his Son, Jesus. He became one of us, and we know him as Jesus. God as kinsman redeemer, we can see that theme throughout the Old Testament, not just here in Ruth. We see God continually wanting to redeem his people because they're his children. He calls them his children, and I want to redeem them. So this idea of kinsman redeemer is throughout the Old Testament as we see that interaction of him and Israel throughout each of these books. And then we see this kinsman redeemer fulfilling itself in Jesus. Like Boaz, Jesus is a relative with resources to pay the price and take the bride. That's what Boaz did in Ruth. He was a relative with resources. He paid the price, bought the land of Naomi's husband and Ruth's husband, and took Ruth as the bride. Jesus, like Boaz, is a relative. He became a human being, just flesh and blood, just like you and me. He's a relative with resources, the supernatural power of heaven itself. A relative with resources to pay the price. He did that in his shed blood on the cross, with his death, taking on all the sins of mankind, and the shed blood for the forgiveness and the redemption of those who would accept that gift. A relative with resources to pay the price and take the bride. We know in Scripture that the church is the bride of Christ. It's an eternal story. It's simple, yet powerful. And it's a story that will never end. Boaz and Ruth are great-grandparents to David. Jesus is a descendant. Jesus was for including the Gentiles. Ruth was a Gentile. Jesus is for all people who will come to him. And they will spend eternity with him. It's an eternal story. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Jesus is our kinsman redeemer. He became human to relate to us. His shed blood redeems us from the consequences of sin. Jesus is in Ruth.